Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and today's guest, Kip Kelly with the Washington Parks Department. Kip, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Time for, time to start thinking about the 4th of July celebration. 19 days, 18 days? It's not that far off, is it?
Just around the corner.
It'll be here before we know it, and an annual tradition in Washington is the 4th of July celebration out at Eastside Park. We have a beautiful park, and Kip, this is one time a year where you can really showcase it and bring thousands of people to Eastside Park for the celebration. Tell us what you got planned for this year.
We'll start out on July 2nd, on Monday. Carnival rides will start at 5 and run till 10. Have a fireman's water ball competition. Some local volunteer fire departments get together and have a competition. If you've never seen that, it's really something to see. And then at 7 o'clock to 9:30, we have Ricochet on the bandstand. Tuesday, July 3rd, we'll start again at 5 o'clock and run till 10. Then we have the Mooncussers, 7 to 9:30 on the bandstand. And then our big day, July 4th, we start at 1 o'clock, weather permitting. If it's real hot, we're going to start at 3, but we're shooting for 1. The carnival rides will start 4:30 to 6:30. We have the Terry Lee and the Rock-a-Boogie Band back on the bandstand. 7:30 to 10, we have Cody Eichard and the Sidewinders on the bandstand. And then we have the fireworks that will start at 10:02.
Now, you go out and you try to get some different bands. And this Cody Eichard, you saw him, he plays what, country? Is it more country,
right.
Southern rock?
A little Southern rock and some country.
A different band to have in the 4th of July celebration. And that'll lead up to the fireworks show. The fireworks show at Eastside Park is always a huge spectacle. And you still have the same outside company coming in to put on the show this year?
Yes, we do.
They bring a huge show. I like that you make it 10:02. That's a time you won't forget. But you want to get out there early to claim a good spot. Many watch it from their vehicles. You know, Kip, there's so many spots if you just want to watch the fireworks. A lot of people set up at the Tractor Supply parking lot there. There's so many spots all around out there to get a good spot for the show.
Right. The bowling alley is another good spot to set if you don't want to come in and fight the crowd. There is thousands of people that's in the park, but we'd like to see them all come out and support the vendors, all of that we have there.
And you got some great food. You know, it's typical festival food, Pronto Pups, lemonade shakeups, all that good stuff. And some nonprofits will be set up out there too, right?
Right, yeah. We're working on a couple of the school groups, nonprofits coming in and selling some of their goods.
Let's talk about the rides. Brady's Amusements is back this year, and the armbands will be available.
Armbands are available for $19 for unlimited rides for all 3 days.
You can't beat that. So, again, get the armband. That's always the best way to go, really, so you don't have to worry about those individual tickets. Again, Brady's Amusements taking care of the rides. It's a 3-day celebration leading up to the 4th of July and the big fireworks show out at Eastside Park in Washington. Kicks off Monday, July 2nd, with entertainment on the stage each night out at Eastside Park. I know, Kip, it's a lot of work. It's a busy time for you, but always great to see so many people head out to visit our park for this annual tradition.
Yes, we do. I'd like to give the fire department a plug. They've got their 5K run on July 4th. It's up around the 4-H building area if you'd like to support their organization.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't forget about that. That starts, kicks off your 4th of July morning, 7:30, I believe, the registration begins. That'll be up at the Kiwanis Cabin. And all of that money raised will go to the Fire Relief Fund, which helps families who are affected by fire. So it's a great cause. So that's a good start to your 4th of July at the Fireman's 5K run that morning. All right, Kip Kelly, thank you so much for coming in. This is all available. The schedule's all available on the city's website, too, and the Facebook page, right?
Correct, yes.
It's getting shared a lot. I already see that.
Yes, so. It is. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in today. Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.